T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now to join us, we've been talking about the story all day. Here he is, college football insider Brett McMurphy. Brett, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Brett is with us on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brett, we've been referencing your incredibly well-done piece for the majority of our show today. It's pretty disturbing. I guess there's so much to get into here. What was your reaction first when Urban Meyer basically denied this story of this incident in 2015? Let's start there, because you had put out some information on this, and not to this level that you put out today, but when he said he didn't know anything about it, or it's you know, who would make up a story like that, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I was at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago last week on Monday, and I initially reported that Zach Smith had been arrested in 2009 for aggravated assault on a pregnant female. His wife, Courtney, was 8 to 10 weeks pregnant. Actually assaulted her and was arrested on their one-year wedding anniversary. That had not been previously reported. It was a public record, a public document, but I guess apparently because he was a graduate assistant then, nobody in Florida that covered Florida really looked into it. And then I found out in the process of reporting that the previous Friday, Zach Smith had been issued a protective domestic violence civil order against his wife, Courtney, meaning he can't get within five years. He can't text her, he can't email her, etc. Those are only granted by or issued by judges based on serious domestic violence issues or incidents, or the fact that the victim fears for her life. So this was a pretty heavy indication of what had been going on in their marriage before they were divorced in 2016. So I reported that Monday morning at 8 o'clock. When I did, Ohio State put out a release that said this is a personnel matter. We usually don't comment on this. And then later that day, I reported the 2015 incident. 50 minutes after I reported it, they fired Zach Smith. And then on Tuesday, Urban Meyer said, we had no knowledge about 2015. His direct quote was, I don't know why someone would create a story like this. So then I asked Urban, if you didn't know about 2015, if you're saying it never happened, why did you fire Zach Smith 50 minutes right after my report? Yeah. He basically said, that ship has sailed. I'll talk about this year's team. Ironically, an hour after Ohio State's media availability ended in Chicago, the Powell, Ohio Police Department, where I had obtained the report, made the report public information, and it showed there were two domestic violence incidents in 2015. So after that, I just continued reporting the story. I was able to track down Courtney Smith. She confided in me, and I went to Columbus. I talked to her for 2 days. She showed me hundreds of text messages between her and the wives of the coaching staff at Ohio State that shows Urban Meyer knew what was going on. She showed me photos of the abuse that she suffered. She provided emails, documents. I told her, Courtney, I have no reason not to believe you, and I'll believe you until you give me a reason not to believe you. However, you've got to prove to everyone out there that will not believe you that what you're telling me is legit. So I want documents, I want emails, I want text messages, I want photos. And I'm proud to say on my report, on my Facebook page, is every single bit of information is 100% documented. It's either a direct quote from somebody, it's a police document, it's a text, it's an email, it's a photo. There is not one iota of unnamed sources in my story. And basically, I went where the story took me. It's taken us here now. And I guess we'll have to see what Ohio State's response is.
Obviously, Brett, you know, you mentioned there that these text messages, hundreds of text messages, seem to implicate Urban in some knowledge of this, knowing that this incident took place. What more can you tell us on that would basically say Urban definitely knew?
Well, I want to make it clear. I do not have any text messages directly from Urban Meyer to anybody that says I knew. What I do have and what I've looked at are messages between Courtney Smith and the wives of the coaches, where they talk about Shelly Meyer specifically. Talking about Zach Smith, she said, he scares me. Why haven't the cops arrested him? Don't you have a restraining order? Didn't they see the pictures? The wife of the director of football ops, who has been on Urban Meyer's staff at Bowling Green, Florida, in Ohio State for 15 years, his wife texted Courtney and said, Urban doesn't know what to do. And Courtney said, I hope he does the right thing. And she's like, yeah, he will. Don't worry about Herb. So, again, there are all these different text messages that show that everybody on that staff and their wives knew about these incidents. So for Urban Meyer to say that he didn't know it, then you have to believe that everybody inside the Woody Hayes athletic complex, all the assistant coaches, all the secretaries, all the staff members, they all knew about it. Zach Smith's attorney, who Ohio State hired in 2011 to represent them when the Tattoo Gate mess was going on, he was Zach's attorney. He knew about it. The Powell Police Department had public records that show Zach Smith had this domestic violence incident. They knew about it. All these people knew about it. Urban Meyer said he had no knowledge of any of it. So do you want to believe that, or do you want to believe he knew about it?
You really have to suspend reality to believe that Urban Meyer, I guess you could, like, you could convince yourself and say, oh, there's no facts to prove with 100% certainty that he knew. But I just think you have to suspend reality to there's no reasonable doubt that he didn't know, right? I mean, the reality of it.
And the other thing is, you know, again, Urban and Shelly have been married for 29 years. And, you know, all accounts I have, Urban's an unbelievable husband. And him and his wife have just a tremendous relationship. And Urban has even talked about how close he is with Shelly and how much he confides in her. And in fact, he said at Media Days, he was talking about the importance of Shelly to him. And he basically said he confides in her. She's my soulmate. We talk about everything. She has a great heart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Shelly Meyer knows that Courtney Smith is being assaulted and will not tell her husband. On top of that, Courtney Smith told me, Shelly Smith told her directly, I have to tell Urban. Courtney's response was, tell Urban. Another thing to consider is what the future of Urban Meyer and Ohio State, were there Title IX issues here that were violated? There's also the school's sexual misconduct policy. Shelly Meyer is an employee of Ohio State. She's a member of the Ohio State College of Nursing. She knew about this. She did not forward that information, if she didn't tell Urban, to anyone. Is that a violation of the school's sexual misconduct policy? There's all these different offshoots, if you will, of what all has happened, and how much of that will Ohio State take into consideration when they finally do issue a statement or decide to do something in this matter.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, is with us. Brett, towards the end of the article today, there's a series of text messages, and I printed out your article, so I don't the copy I have, even though I saw it, the original on the Facebook, I printed it out so it doesn't have the pictures, my copy that I'm holding right now. But when you have these text messages where Zach Smith said he's basically, you know, all these awful things that he said to her at the end, the past 3 months, I'm gonna, you know, for ruining my life, I'm gonna get myself right, bleep all of you, just so you know, I'll find you and all that stuff. Did you, those text messages specifically, you saw those?
Yeah, they're on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, these text messages are after they got divorced.
Right.
So she left him in June of 2015. She thought at that time the abuse would stop. Well, he assaulted her allegedly assaulted her in October of 2015, and then again in November 9, 2015. The divorce was officially granted on September 1st, 2016. So all this abuse still continues, where he drops F, which he drops F-bombs where I'm going to effing kill somebody. If I see you out with her current boyfriend, you know, you will not recognize him when I'm done with him. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. She hasn't been physically assaulted by him in a couple of years, but still the threatening, the threats and all those different things just through text messages and so forth. And that's why they granted the domestic civil violence protection order against Zach Smith, because of this continuing harassment.
We're talking with Brett McMurphy and discussing his report here from today. Brett, why do you think that Zach Smith was never arrested or charged, I should say, with domestic
violence?
That's
a question that the Powell Police Department, I'm guessing, is going to be answering, because when you see the this documentation, I mean it's sickening. And the one thing that, if you're into conspiracy theories, which I'm not necessarily saying I am, I'm just presenting the facts. So when I got the original arrest report that was issued by the Powell Police Department, the original arrest report, there's a box on the arrest report on the status of the arrest. The box on the form was checked indicating Zach had been arrested. However, 3 years later, after I reported the incident, the Powell Police released a revised version of the report to the media, and the arrest box was no longer checked.
Wow.
I asked the Powell Police Department spokesperson for an explanation of that, and she said the terminology used by the police department was different in the original report and inconsistent with what actually occurred, end quote. So what does that mean? I have no idea, but all I know is that the original report said he was arrested. The one they sent to the media 3 years later said he wasn't. How do you mistakenly report in 2015 that he was arrested when he wasn't? Again, that's just another layer to this whole thing, that what people got to make their own decision on what happened or what didn't happen.
We're talking with Brett McMurphy, Brett, College Football Insider. Brett, so let's go. So what we know is he was – how many times was he actually arrested for domestic violence? I know he wasn't charged, but
technically, he was only arrested in Florida.
Okay,
he was investigated for numerous allegations in Ohio, but technically, since the Powell Police changed the arrest box, he was only arrested in Florida. He has never been convicted for domestic violence.
Brett, in the video interview on Stadium, Courtney says that after this 15 incident, there was basically, you know, a year investigation that took place. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and that's the one the Powell Police Prosecutor's Office did, and they did not file charges.
Right.
And well, my point with that would be, like, if I'm a head coach and one of my assistant coaches is involved in an investigation that's over a year, I think I'd know about that, right?
I would think so, too. Question is, why do you keep Zach Smith on the staff?
Yeah.
And I think it's a two-parter. One, initially he put him on the staff because of his loyalty to Earl Bruce. He's the second most important man in his life next to his father. And Zach Smith was Earl Bruce's grandson. The other one, I think Courtney kind of shared some insight. She said, Zach once told me if he ever got fired and this all comes out, I'll take everyone at Ohio State down with me. So, again, Zach Smith's 34 years old. One-third of his life has been spent working with Urban Meyer. I asked her specifically what she meant by that, and she told me some things. It's not anything I could verify, so I didn't report it, but maybe that's part of the reason that he remained on staff for so long, even though all this stuff was going on. And like you said, how do you have a year-long investigation into somebody on your staff, you know, and you don't have any knowledge of it?
Brett, just so, like, I'm trying to think of all the, because, you know, I got people on Twitter making me nuts today, you know, saying, you don't have facts and you don't have this.
Don't read Twitter.
I know. It's questioning my faith in society, and which has already been questioned. But I'm just trying to get, like, crazy. Now, like, is it, like, how do we prove – I feel like I'm even stupid for asking this because it's so stupid. But how do we prove that the text messages are really from the people she said they're from? Can we prove that, like, so people can't make that stupid argument?
You can subpoena, I guess, AT&T or Verizon and get it. All I know is I saw hundreds of text messages.
Yeah.
I've got, I saw 100 texts. It's not like, again, I only posted 4 or 5 on Facebook. I'm not going to post 100 pictures or 100 text messages on Facebook. I saw every one. I read every one of them. You can't. I'll play along. To create fake text messages in this large number would literally take a year, probably.
Or
longer.
Thank you.
To create fake pictures of abuse, I guess you can get a makeup artist or something. To create fake police reports where police say they came by and investigated domestic violence. To create all this fake stuff so that the Delaware County issues a protection order against Zach Smith. Yeah, I guess, sure, that could happen.
Yeah, impossible to
believe. Being sarcastic, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Brett McMurphy did a great job with this report. He's with us. Brett, Zach has a side of the story, too. His attorney has come out and said that, they want to get this in court, or they want to talk in front of a judge where they can testify. He says he wants to be transparent. What do you make of his side of things? And is there a side of things from his perspective that could change the dynamic of this?
I don't really know, because at this point, the divorce is final. I know that Courtney's trying to get – I believe she's trying to get sole custody of her two children. But other than that, I mean, there's nothing in my story that says Zach Smith should be – arrested further or anything. I mean, this happened 3 years ago. The police investigated it. They said there were no charges. Maybe they open the case back up and look at it. I don't know. But I guess if I'm Zach's attorney, that's what I would say. All I know is Zach's attorney also said when he got a criminal trespassing warning, which basically he was not allowed to go to her residence, and he did and got a criminal trespassing warning. His quote to the Columbus Dispatch was, basically he was just dropping the kids off, et cetera, et cetera. And his last line was, it's not like he's threatening her. It's not like he's a wife beater. Literally 72 hours later, I reported the domestic violence incident from 2015. And then his quote was, well, my client's been weaponized by a woman that uses 911 as a weapon. So, be quite honest, I don't put a lot of stock into what this guy says. He's doing what attorneys do, and that's defend their client. Believe me, I know what evidence Courtney has. I would love for this to go to court, because I've got a ton of stuff that is not illegal to do, but the stuff that I have, Zach Smith is not one in the public eye.
So you have further information, and you can't share it, Brett?
I can't. I can't. I won't, because I told Courtney I wouldn't. But what it is, it's not illegal. I'm just saying people would look at it and go, oh, my God.
So you have more information.
I don't mean to tease you, but she confided in me, so I can't break that trust.
Right. I'm not asking you, but I'm saying you have more information that would make even worse than what we know now, right?
No, it would make Zach look worse. Not necessarily. Well, and Ohio State to some extent.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's not any NCAA violations, anything like that. It's just, it would look bad for both parties.
It's amazing that Ohio State prides themselves on these core values, and they talk about treating women with respect. It's up in the Woody. Everyone takes pictures of it, and this could be going on behind the scenes and allowed to go on. Is that what also makes this so damning, too? Because they sort of prided themselves in not allowing this and trying to raise young men into being good citizens?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, supposedly there's a zero-tolerance policy as far as violence against women, and here you have an assistant coach who was investigated multiple times for domestic violence, was arrested for it in 2009, yet he not only was hired on this – well, he was hired on the staff after Urban knew of what happened in 2009. I really believe that Zach Smith was not Earl Bruce's grandson, that Urban Meyer never would have hired him in 2012. And then once he did, he just kind of stayed on the staff, and until he was fired, he was actually the only remaining assistant on that staff that came to or that started at Ohio State with Urban Meyer in 2012.
Just to follow up on the Earl Bruce side of things, in your report, you talk about how Earl and one of Urban's life coaches went to talk Courtney out of pressing charges.
In 2009.
In 2009. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Basically, in 2009, she was she called the police. He was arrested. After that, Hiram DeFreeze, who was on Meyer's staff at Florida and has been – aligned with Meyer for 20 years, going back to Meyer's days at Colorado State as an assistant coach in the 1990s. He is a professional life skills coach. His official title at Ohio State today is special assistant to the head coach. Urban has said that Hiram is like an uncle to him. The current players call him Coach Hiram. That's what he means to this program. In 2009, he called up Courtney and asked to meet her at Panera Bread. They met at the Panera Bread on Archer Street, if they've ever been to Gainesville. In that meeting, he pressured her to drop the charges against Zach, because if she didn't, he wouldn't have a job, he would never be able to get a job with this on his record, et cetera, et cetera. He said
he's
never done it before.
About.
And she basically said, okay, I'll get, you know. She felt pressured. She was only 24. She said, okay, I'll give another chance. And so then that happened. And then here we are in 2018, and she's been having to deal with this abuse for at least the last 6, 7, 8 years. And then on top of that, just circling back, when you talk about the text messages and how would people not know, there's a lot of people on Meyer's staff that have been with him since the days at Florida, since the days at Utah. But this is a very tight staff, close-knit staff. And so, again, you're going to tell me that all of these – wives knew, all these assistant coaches knew, and nobody told Urban Meyer, or he did not find out about it.
Wow. Brett, there's so much to hash out here. Do you think Urban Meyer should be fired? Do you think he will be fired by Ohio State?
You know, I don't want to say if I think he should be or not. I don't think that's fair. I mean, I know people want to know, what's the hot take? Should he be fired? I'm sure –
yeah.
People are talking about that and discussing it now. I mean, basically my I guess goal in this article was just to present the news and information as I found it, and then let people decide you know, what the information, what they want to do with this information. Do I think he will get fired? I think because of the sensitivity of domestic violence, I think that's a very real possibility. But also, they may get him on a technicality. I mean, Shelley Meyer is an employee of the Ohio State College of Nursing.
Yeah.
There's a school sexual misconduct policy where you're supposed to report any incidents that you're aware of. There's also Title IX issues. So do they get Urban Meyer or Shelley Meyer, you know, on that, or is it just because he lied about the 2015 incident? I'm sure that's what Ohio State's lawyers are trying to figure out right now.
Do you think they're going to cut? You know, like I'm worried that they're going to come out try to you know, throw this woman under the bus, Courtney Smith, try to make it look like she's lying, and come up with some excuse to say Urban didn't know.
Well, I mean, again, technically, there's no evidence that says Urban said he knew.
Right.
There's
right.
a boatload of people that say, oh, Urban doesn't know what to do. Urban's just talked to Zach. Zach denied everything. I mean, there's tons of that information. There's also the relationship between Shelley and Urban. You know, there's the fact that Zach Smith's attorney is the same attorney that represents all the Ohio State players when they get in trouble. Yeah, I'm sure Urban doesn't know anything about that. So technically, yeah, there's no direct evidence that Urban Meyer said he knew. But there is tons of evidence from various sources, text messages, emails, different things, where people talk about conversations with Meyer. This Shelley talks about how she's scared of Zach Smith. Has anyone seen these pictures of Zach? Why haven't the police arrested him? So we're supposed to believe that Urban didn't know. I guess that's what it all boils down to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Last thing, and we know you're very busy
today, Brett,
so we appreciate your time. We really do, so much of it. Your phone's probably blowing up. Why haven't we heard from Ohio State or Urban Meyer yet?
I don't think we're going to hear from Urban Meyer. I think we're going to hear from Ohio State when they know what they're going to do, because I don't think this is something they want to come out with a statement and says, we are looking into this. And then every day somebody's going to say, what's the latest? What's the latest? I think they will look into this, and whenever they have a decision on what, if anything, they're going to do, I think they'll put out a statement and basically say, we are going to move forward with an interim coach, and or we've looked into this and we find, you know, this information inaccurate or accurate or whatever, and Urban Meyer will remain our coach and under these stipulations, whatever the case may be. But I don't think they're going to do that until they are 100% sure on what exactly they're going to do.
Brett, so much great stuff, man. We really appreciate you giving us so much time. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.